Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
For a long time, y'all, you probably felt, as I did, like a stranger in a strange land. Like your country was gone. Like you were part of a minority. But every day, more and more, we're seeing that was always a lie. The real culture, the one that reflects the tastes, the interests, the will of real America, was always there. It was just subsumed by force beneath a fake woke culture designed to make you feel like you were the only one who didn't think this way, who didn't feel this way. But that facade is shattering. I see signs of it every single day. Because our culture is no way, no how naturally woke, that culture had to be manufactured, fakely, by the Barack Obama's human rights campaign. We've documented that exhaustively on this podcast, how they put pressure on over 500 companies. They had to be allowed, if you wanted a good human rights pro-LGBTQ score, pro-minority, pro-DEI score, you had to hire who they told you, let them come in and run your human resources department. You had to turn all your hiring, firing, and salary data over to them. But most importantly, and this is what really screwed up our society, all of your advertising, all of your branding, and if you made, you know, TV commercials or if you made any kind of series, movies, it all had to reflect woke, had to reflect DEI. Well, what if you wanted a highly masculine white male lead? You could do it, but it would hurt your rating, and that in turn would hurt how much of your stock the big hedge funds, the big investment houses like Vanguard and BlackRock purchased. Oh, and with Democrats in charge, or at least Democrat bureaucrats in charge, you might wind up with an SEC investigation. Best to just go along. This is why so many companies dumped their DEI departments within months of Trump taking office. They weren't afraid of a punitive government investigation anymore. But that wasn't the only source of fake woke. Censorship by the FBI. Remember, the FBI was the belly button at Facebook and Twitter. It played a huge role in fake woke, too. So on the one side, you've got the fake woke factory, that was the human rights campaign, forcing American companies to create an entire fake advertising, movie, and television show ecosystem of fake woke. But then on the other hand, you had the censorship to keep the real culture down. Get rid of those two twin arms of cultural suppression, cultural repression, and the fake woke culture we got slimed with like a Nickelodeon episode just evaporates. Like everything else with the left, it's a lie. They are people of the lie. That's also a title of a great book by Scott Peck about evil people, people of the lie. But their culture was never real, and it was never the main culture. And we've got a whole new example of that today. This, folks, what's amazing about this is how fast this happened. According to the UK Daily Mail, shocking new data, their words, not mine, shows that the number of young people identifying as non-binary has suddenly plummeted. The data is from a group, a free speech group called FIRE. It polled more than 60,000 students at colleges across the U.S. So this is a huge sample. But even better, they've been polling them for years. And what they found is shocking. The percentage of college students claiming they're non-binary or transgender fell by half in just 2 years. Folks, 7% of college students identified as non-binary or transgender in 2022 and 2023. But by 2024, that figure fell to 5.2%. Today, it sits at 3.8%. So that is a downward plunge from 7% to about half, 3.8%. Two other studies, one at Brown University, found a whopping 5% of students identified as non-binary in 2022 and 2023. But by 2025, it was again just half that, 2.6%. Look at the chart. And what's uncanny is how the straight downward plunge begins almost immediately with Elon Musk's purchase and takeover of Twitter. You can see the downward trend as people identifying as non-binary plunges. Why? Because people critical of that lifestyle got their voices back. So did media critical of that lifestyle or fake lifestyle. But it's not enough just to fake the culture. You've got to fake the Congress too. You've got to create a Congress that looks center left or left. A Congress that matches your woke culture. A Congress that's fake in its makeup and doesn't represent the American people. The left was able to do that with the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which mandates that those drawing districts consider race. This case is actually being argued today in the Supreme Court. We won't get the ruling for a few months. But the estimate of how many of these districts are at stake shows you how fake the Congress we have now is. This is a very anti-affirmative action Supreme Court. It's already wiped away the consideration of race in admissions to colleges. The argument's been pretty simple. Yeah, we might have needed that back in 1965 when the Voting Rights Act passed. But today, I mean, today, folks, the most discriminated against people, both by actual discrimination and by outcomes, in other words, who's in college, who gets jobs, men, white men. If the court does with the Voting Rights Act what it did with colleges, it could wipe out the consideration of race in the drawing of districts, and we could get back to what the founders intended. Just headcount, damn it, and get it over with. But the numbers submitted in the Supreme Court case show us how fake not just our culture, but our Congress has been. 19 seats. And that's, folks, a conservative estimate of what transfers from the Democrats to the Republicans if we stop fakely creating these fake racially gerrymandered districts that are created to elect blacks, which essentially means created to elect Democrats. Here's CNN talking about the implications of this.
What could really be the end of the Voting Rights Act, if that is gutted, Democrats could lose 19 seats. This would be a huge amount.
Keep that number in mind, 19 seats for the Republicans that we should have. Folks, does that begin to sound like it reflects our country? I mean, folks, our grandkids are going broke. The country is going broke because these people are spending like left-wing lunatics. Why? Because the leadership, the Republican leadership, has to give away billions of printed dollars to congressmember after congressmember after congressmember, because even when Republicans win in a near landslide like Trump did, we don't have a majority in Congress because our majority was stolen through fakery. And by the way, we're getting more details on that overnight. This story is mind-bending. The algorithm that rigged the census, how one bureaucrat stole the House in billions in funding. One liberal bureaucrat, John About, he's the Census Bureau's chief scientist, pushed through, and we're just now getting all the details of this, a new opaque methodology in 2020, totally unconstitutional. Census is supposed to be counted one man to one man. In other words, count the people. But what the new system did is injected mathematical noise, injecting estimates into every block count in America to replace actual counting. It turned the census from a head count, which is supposed to be in the Constitution, to what's called a model with knobs. And it was all defined by a single parameter, which About, the Census Bureau's chief scientist, called epsilon. Now, what was epsilon? Oh, that was a big secret. Yeah, and the reason it's taken this long is because, long story short, our side had to fight FOIA fights just to find out what the epsilon for formula was, because About claimed that he couldn't give it to anybody because if people knew how to use it, people's privacy would be compromised. They might be able to, I don't know, use the data to get to the actual people or something. Well, they finally got a hold of it, come to find out that, guess what it did? Do I even need to tell you? Fakely awarded Democrats between 6 and 8 congressional seats they shouldn't otherwise had, and of course took those seats from Republicans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Shocker, right? Well, let's do the math. Just to get an idea of how very fake our Congress is. That if you get rid of the fake drawing based fakely on race, which isn't even necessary anymore, never really was, and then you get rid of the fake counting, Republicans should have 25 more seats in the House of Representatives. Folks, those majorities Biden had, they weren't real either. And that doesn't even take into account the election fraud. In other words, even if Democrats somehow manage to win the presidency, it should be hard for them to win the House again. That should act as a natural brake on their power if it actually reflected the real culture. So think about the efforts Democrats have had to go to have majorities and dominate the culture. All of it fake. Knowing this, knowing that there's literal fraud baked in here, folks, and this doesn't even count the articles that I've brought you about the 200 people they fired because the supervisor said, hey, don't turn in the information. We don't want the data from here, here, and here. They fired over 200 of them for fraud, but never prosecuted anyone. So, folks, that's completely outside of that epsilon fake formula that we're just now finding out about. So odds are, a number of congressional seats should be in Republican hands. You put all that together just to see what it would look like if we had an actual fair vote in this country. Somewhere between 25 and 30 additional seats in Congress. You know what this shows you? This is really a right-leaning to center-right country. So much of the things going on in this country now should have never happened if it weren't for the fake woke. And what it shows you is how extraordinary what the Democrats have had to do to create, maintain, and hang on to fake woke actually is. I mean, they had to completely counterfeit the culture, censor the real culture, and then fake the census. What does that show you? It shows you that the Democrat leadership, the Democrat brain trust, knows at a deep level that they are deeply unpopular, that what they believe is deeply unpopular. Think about this. You see Joe Biden win in 2020, right? You see him allegedly win control of Congress, right? Why would a party that can win that easily, allegedly, need to flood the country with 14 million illegal immigrants, knowing that's going to piss Americans off? Why would they go to the lengths they had for, what, the first 2 years? No, the border's secure, to hide what they were doing. Again, it's all a sign of the same thing. They know the reality in America isn't 50-50. It's 80-20. But it is remarkable how they've been able to fake woke our society. But what's the good news is that it's all falling apart, bit by bit, piece by piece. And that's why you're seeing them increasingly get violent. It's the only lever of power they have left. And it explains something else. They, on paper, decisively beat Donald Trump in 2020, right? Why put all the effort they put in to the lawfare against him? By the time they were done across, remember, five cases, he was facing 700 years in prison. Why bother to do that with a guy you've beaten that badly? And the answer is simple. They knew that they didn't beat him. They cheated, schemed, lied, and manipulated their way there. They knew, probably from their own internal polling, how very popular Donald Trump was compared to them. That's why they went after this guy who clearly they had very much defeated on paper with the zeal that they did. They know they're just not that popular.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click.
all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.